Okay, this is the fancy word penultimate, which means second to last. Shmuz of this man, it's Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's amazing this man's flying by. And it's been a very, very special Zman. And maybe next week we'll try to talk about something related to being a Zman in the next phase of life. But now, the truth is that this message from today also is very, very relevant for that and for life. It's a very big life message today. And Siat Dishmai will try to share some important ideas with you. Parshas Kisisa is a huge parsha. It's the Chet HaEgel in Parshas Kisisa. It's like a little bit of a break in the Mishkan. You have Mishkan, Chet HaEgel, Mishkan. Smack in the middle of the Mishkan is the Chet HaEgel. What caused the Chet HaEgel? How could they saw sin the Chet HaEgel? How could they, whatever that era was, and however it came about, like what was it? What happened basically that brought about the Chet of the Chet HaEgel? Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chav Hei. Ayar Moshe Esa'am, Moshe sees the nation, Ki Faruahu. The word Faruah means, literally, Parua means?
Payment.
Not pay, it could be payment, but here it doesn't mean payment. Parua means uncovered, revealed. It sees them like they're Parua. Ki Faraoa Aaron, hard pasuk, because Aaron revealed them. L'shimtza bekameihem. It's a hard phrase to translate. Aaron revealed them to, unfortunately, be involved in what they were involved in, to sin, and to unfortunately, to get to the place where they got to. There's an amazing comment of the Unkelus on this pasuk. Says the Targum Unkelus. I'm reading it from Unkelus inside. The Chaza Moshe Yas Ama. Moshe saw the nation. Are Batil Hu. Because they were Batil. He translates the word Parua not as open and revealed, but as Batil. Batil means
wasteful
or Batil. Exactly, wasting. Why? Are Batil. Batilinu and Aaron. Aaron is responsible for being Mevatil them, if you will. To cause that vera that which they came to. What does this mean? What's the pshat? What's the uncle is driving at by telling us, by opening up this window into the chait of the chait ha'egel? So the answer is, my friends, the following. One of the greatest challenges in life, one of the things which leads most to a person doing averos, is batala. Batala. A person that's wasting. Person that has time, and instead of using their time properly, not only talking about learning, we'll get to learning soon, but anything in life, they have time, and instead of using their time properly, they waste their time, that leads to sin. Wastefulness leads to sin. Involvement, when a person is busy. Again, obviously the ideal way to be busy is, as we'll soon see, Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam. But even that, just being busy is the healthiest way to be in life. What happened to Klal Yisrael? They had a lot of money. They had lots of money. They got rich. How did Klal Yisrael get rich?
Mitzrayim.
Twice in Mitzrayim. First, when they turned Magas Choshech, they knocked on the doors and said, give us back your, give us your riches. Okay? And then, Chazal say, Gadol Bizas Hayom. When the Mitzvah put all their gold and silver on their horses, and the horses drowned, and then Hashem spat up all the money and gold and silver on the other side of the Yam, when Klal Yisrael exited the Yam, Chazal say it was greater the biza, the booty, the money which they got from the Yam, so than all of the tribe together. They were very wealthy, and very bored. Very wealthy, a lot of money, a lot of boredom. That's just not leading to a good place. Not leading to a very good place. Before I go on with some more Torah, I usually save the Maisa for the end, but while I still have you, I'll share with you this. Think back to maybe someone else's high school career, not yours. High school career. Especially many of you grew up, unfortunately, with Corona. It's a lot of downtime. A lot of time to do nothing. And also many people, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave a lot of families, like we learned a few times ago, Parshas Mishpatim, money that belonged to somebody else to give to other people. So they had extra money in their bank accounts. Maybe they even had a piece of plastic, a credit card. Didn't have a limit on it. The parents weren't really checking what they were investing in or buying in. What do you want from the kid? He has all the time in his hands. He has all the money that he needs. What do you want from him? In fact, Chazal say, on the Chet HaEgel, the Gemara Bracha says an amazing thing. Gemara Bracha says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol, it was your fault that the Chet HaEgel happened. Why? Gemara is a very, very sharp mashal. Gemara says, imagine a person, a healthy person, is given a money necklace, you know, a pouch around his neck. And he's placed right in front of a base zonos. Right in front of the house of prostitution. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Mayasa ben lo yachta. How do you expect him not to sin? You gave him money and you propped him down right in front. So Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch, what do you want from Klal Yisrael? You gave them all this money, you gave them all these riches, all this extra. Like, how should they not sin? It's almost Kavyachol, your fault, Hashem, that Klal Yisrael sin. My friends, the takeaway, the message for us in life is that if a person wants to be in a very, very important stage of life of Sur Mira, then they have to be in a place where they set up their life that there's no batala in life. Don't mistake what I'm saying. I'm not saying you shouldn't have downtime. I'm not saying you shouldn't have what Rabbi Apfel Shlita likes to call Leviathan time. You have to have time. You have to have time out. Healthy time. Time to spend time to exercise. We'll talk about this hopefully soon also. That's great. But you have to be busy. You can't build into your schedule batala time. Batala is a recipe for disaster. Batala led to unkelis. Batala led to the Chet HaEgel. And batala leads, the Gemara says, the Chazal say, batala mevi al shiamum, which means batala leads to a person losing their mind. Time is the greatest gift that a person could ever get. You guys are 19 years old, around 20 years old. The first 20 years of your life, as amazing as they were, can't get them back. I'm a little older than 20. I'm 21. 21 plus. I went to buy wine in America just now. They didn't ask me for a card. They didn't card me. They trusted that I was 21 years old. I'm not 21 either. The time in life that we have, you can't get back. And I bought a car. I bought a car when I was living in Gross. 20, I was a bit of a, I don't know exactly what my cheshbon was. We had two little babies. My two daughters were born already. And my Malki and Mary went to Ghana up the hill right over there in Brazil. And there was a lot of schlepping and buses, and we bought a car. They bought this red Nissan Sentra, two-door, foreign plates. We had to bring it out of the country every 6 months. So it was on our passport, whatever, Shkayach. And I saw a Chosheva Talmud Chacham. I was like, you heard you bought a car? I said, yeah. He goes, Mazel Tov, you just bought yourself time. He said, you don't have to wait for the buses anymore. Bought yourself time. This Talmud Chacham, who was a Rashiva today, understood what time is. And this is about waiting time. I leave with Shlita. Shlita, I leave with. I saw him with Pesh Shabbos. Popped into the Kiddush. The head of Smicha in YU. Chashev Rav of Ashur. Huge Talmud Chacham. So he has a few Sfarim called Hakone Olamo. Hakone Olamo. He has Sefer and Brachos and Tefillah and Tzitzit and Shabbos. I'm sure more are coming out. Where'd they come from? It's 10 Halacha series. And where'd that come from? I read the introduction. I didn't read all the Svarim. I read the introduction. Why do you call it Kona Olamo? It came from 5 minutes here and 10 minutes there. He had 5 extra minutes, he looked into one Halacha topic. It became a 10 minute Halacha. He had 5 minutes there. Kona Olamo. He acquired his world how? In 5 minutes. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. He says similar mindset of Moshe Feinstein. That's how. He was once being a Siman Shas. But it happened very often. But he made a special siman shas on time. And the balakim like, what's like? He made a like, what's the occasion? Like he made a siman shas, like, you know, like regularly you make a siman whatever, you know, on makos. You know what I mean? Like, he, you know, I'm a quick masechta. So he explained. He said, this is a special siman. There's different mischalas, but the way I heard this ma'aseh tolor was, this is a siman shas that I made on in between times. People were waiting in between. I grabbed a few minutes here. I was waiting for a chasen to start. Grabbed a few minutes over there. That was my siman shas. By the way, once we're on the topic, I got a chasen a few weeks ago in America. And on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, in my recruiting trip to Shraga, I sat behind at the chuppah that I counted Ski Shlita, Rishwa Kalinetsky, and the very Leibowitz, they're right in front of me, Shlita and Shlita. They both came to Afyom Mishir. And they're both preparing Afyom Mishir. Now, in American chasna, it's a lot of time between the chuppah, between walking into the chuppah and the end of the chuppah is probably, could be close to an hour. Until everyone sits down, until the bland sings, Orcha Hashem Elokei. The Orcha, they sing Orcha. They sing all the songs, and then the grandparents walk down, and the siblings, and the this, and the that. Mamish, there was no speech, it was probably 45 minutes. They were both glued to their Gemaras in front of them. One had an actual Gemara, one had a four copy of the Gemara, glued to it. And they accomplished in those 45 minutes a lot of Talmud Torah. I never say with me, I never Gemara with me. My father, bless his soul, your grandfather, took out his phone. I was happy. He piped, was he punching Merkava? My father, your grandfather, wow. Punched in Merkava. He gets a text of a Gemara on the page. I think he was learning Sechas Beitza, preparing for a Shiur Sechas Beitza. Also, he's scrolling down the page. That's what downtime? Just to sit and to decide, like, you know, is the singer, is he good? Is his voice as clear as it always was? Should I get him at my wedding, this guy? You know, like, what am I doing during that time? I have 45 minutes of nothing time. I have a Maisa in this beautiful Sefer that I saw this very quote, a beautiful Maisa, and then we'll get to a crazy Torah. A Torah that you're going to keep for the rest of your life. Two more Torahs, one beautiful Vart and one Rambam. Listen to this Maisa first, though. There was a certain fellow from Bnei Brak. All the stories happened in Bnei Brak in the Sefer, because of his limits from Bnei Brak. So there was a fellow from Bnei Brak who went, there was a big gvir, big, huge, wealthy fellow, but he was very, very makbet to go to a certain shir every single night. Wouldn't miss it. No matter what, shir. Everything involved in the shir. Then I go to the shir. It was the day of his own son's chasna. Okay, now, you have the chasna, you have the shir, where do you go?
Chasna,
obviously. But in the middle of the chasna, for 5 minutes, he walked out of the chasna, went over to the shir, sat there for 5 minutes, and then left. People thought he was out of his mind. He's making a chasna. True. The story goes, the Beis Medrash wasn't far from where the wedding hall was. After the chuppah, he walked out for 5 minutes, went to the shir, sat there to listen for the shir for 5 minutes, walked out. Didn't want to break his kfias. Well. So the big deal, I know that this kfias. I have a kfias. I can't stay the whole shir tonight. It's my kid's chasna. 5 minutes I could do. Where was he for those 7 minutes? Allowed to go to the bathroom. It was chasna. It's allowed to walk outside to get a little fresh air. He walked outside to be at the shir. Because how can I be mevatel a night of Talmud Torah? So 5 minutes I'll get from the shir. He brings over here an amazing thing. He quotes of Eisman. Who was he? Mashkiach of Kol Torah. Where's Kol Torah? Up there. Smack in the middle of the Chol HaPiskal. He should go Kol Torah. Who was the Mashiach of Kol Torah?
Shlomo
Zalman. Yuvaldik. You sound like me. Must be related. Well, it's a genetic problem in my throat. It's called Purim. Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully. The Mashkiach of Kol Torah was Eisman. He said, Avar, take this for life. Hold this on. Hold on this for life. He said, it says in the Mishnah and Peah, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. What does that mean? It means the greatest schar person gets in life for what? Talmud Torah. It means Talmud Torah gets more schar than all of the other mitzvahs in the Torah combined. It means you get schar for Shabbos, that's great. Talmud Torah is connected to Shabbos and Kashrus and Tzitzis and Tefillin and Talmud Torah connected to Kulam, right? That's pretty amazing. One word of Torah indescribable about the mitzvos. One page of Torah, forget about it. Amud of Gemara, blad of Gemara, Sechta, Chazar Sechta, one sitting for 5 hours, who knows? Push it off the charts, yeah? Listen to this, sharp line he said. Talmud Torah Kenegin? Talmud Torah Kenegin? Kula. He said, as Arus Mashkiach said, and therefore, since Talmud Torah is Kenegin Kulam, Kulam Kenegin Talmud Torah. The Yitzhara fights harder than anything else against Talmud Torah, because he knows Talmud Torah Kenegin Kulam. He knows how great the schar is. He knows that if you learn Torah the way you're supposed to, you'll be off the charts. He knows what it could do to you. He knows that it'll change your house. He knows it'll change your life. He knows it'll change your midos. He knows that the mafteach to everything is Talmud Torah. So therefore, Kulam, he puts all of his tickets, he puts all of his efforts against Talmud Torah. Kulam, everything he has is connected to Talmud Torah. Whoa, what a word. So what's our job? What's our avoda? Our avoda is to keep busy. To keep busy. Busy with what? Ideally with Talmud Torah. But you know what? We're not malachim. We can't run 24-7. We need breaks. Take a break. But you know what? Break like a ben Torah. It's not difficult. Break like a ben Torah. We have ben hazmanim soon. Want to go somewhere? Fine, go somewhere. Like a ben Torah, go somewhere. Great. Want to enjoy a nice time? You want to play golf if you want? Golf like a ben Torah if that's possible. It's probably possible. Golf, you want to go to golf range, shoot some balls, hit some balls out to as far as you can, 300 feet, Gavaldik, Murdik. Like a ben Torah, no problem. Exercise, great. Exercise, awesome. Whatever we do, just do it the way we're supposed to do it and keep busy, keep busy. I close the Rambam, the remaining Rambam, and Hilchos Isuri Bia. Rambam is talking about a person, how he can be careful with Arias. And the Shovim is over, but it's okay. It's still what they're talking about, and the Shovim is over. There's still a mitzvah of Los Surah, even though there's no Shovim anymore.
Amen.
Listen to this beautiful Rambam. Rambam tells us, the last Rambam, Hilchos Isuri Bia, Perichah Pez, Hilchos Chaval, Hilchos Isuri Bia, 22:21. A person should be careful to stay far away from schok, minashichros, except on Purim, right? Not to get drunk, etc. Yisera mikolzos amru. On top of all this, they said, Chazal say, yifne atzmo umachshavt ol divrei Torah. A person should focus his attention and his thought on Talmud Torah. Have a kasha that you're thinking about. Have a kasha. Learn a masechta pretty well, or a daf pretty well. You're walking on the street, you think about that daf. And Brother Shlita, one of my students told me that he chazes, I don't know, 11 blat on the way to shul, on the way back from shul of Titus.
9
blat, sorry. It's also pretty impressive, 9 blat. 9 daf on the way to shul and daf on the way back is pretty good. His father, my brother, Shlita. Says the Rambam, listen to these words. The Yarchiv Daito B'Chachma. A person should expand his mind to Chachma. Why? Why? Why should I expand my mind with Chachma? She'ein Machsheves Arayos Mizgaberes. Because the Machshava for bad thoughts only increases, only gets stronger. Ela B'Lev Ponim in HaChachma. If your mind is free of Chachma, meaning what? If you just, okay, now I'm doing nothing. Doing nothing is a recipe for disaster. Disaster. Do something. Think about Akasha. Go to sleep at night. Think of a Torah book. A book about Gedolei Yisrael. Fall asleep. I'm not saying you should just take a B'chaim to bed. That's probably not the best. Maybe help you fall asleep. But take a safer to sleep at night. You finish shiur, and then off of the kasha, cliffhanger. Take the kasha to Galilee. Go to sleep in the kasha, wake up in the teretz. And your mind's not going to drift. Think, just train your mind, train yourself to think in learning. Train your mind to be thoughtful in learning, in mitzvos, and avodas Hashem. Be busy, be busy. It's a good etza for life, be busy. If you're busy with good things, there's not going to be mokum for the Yitzhar to come in. Chazal, so what happened to the Egel? How did Egel happen? Ki pro, Aaron. What's pro? Batil. Bito. When there's bito, when there's a lot of downtime, then there's a lot of room for the Yitzhar to do bad things. Some people are on the right track in life, so much on the right track, they have no time to do avirus. There's no room. They're so busy. Learning, davening, chesed. Where could the HR stick his nose in? Where could he get in? There's no time. Every minute of the day is filled with good things. This is the avoda, the big avoda. If we fill up our days properly, fill up our time wisely, use the greatest gift in the world called time in the right way properly, Ritz Hashem, Ubizucha, to be on the path of Sur Mirah, and I say, Tov, Ritz Hashem, Ubizucha, to use the time, the greatest gift properly, and to reach the highest heights as of the Hashem and his B'nai Aliyah. Have a wonderful Shabbos of Hosea. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.